Right now, we have the chairman of the state Democratic Party on the phone with us. He also happens to be the mayor of Pittsburgh. Randy Voller joins us now. And Randy, first of all, thanks for joining us. And second of all, give us your view of last night's protest in Raleigh.
I think it was another manifestation of the people expressing of a broad dissatisfaction with the policies of a pretty extreme legislature.
Multiple people have said this is going to continue just as long as it's needed. Someone was quoted this morning on our newscast as saying it could continue until the 2014 elections. How long do you see it all continuing?
Well, I think that putting feet on the street and showing the world that you're dissatisfied with these policies is a good thing. The Democratic Party came out with a resolution by the Executive Council on the 2nd of June to support it. I personally have been supporting it since the first march on May Day. And I believe that you'll probably see this going on in Raleigh until you see some movement back towards some more moderate policies.
This protest is quite interesting because we have many elected officials willing to put themselves on the line. For example, Mayor Mark Chilton of Carrboro was the very first to get arrested a couple of weeks ago during a Moral Monday protest, and other elected officials have done so. And many are there, not getting arrested, but they're showing their support. If midterm elections were held today, how would you expect the House and Senate to look tomorrow?
Well, I think if the state was fairly redistricted, which is why I favor a nonpartisan, citizen-driven committee to do so, you would probably see a drastic change. Given the way that they are drawn, it's still going to be a challenge, but with the energy being developed from Moral Monday, and I believe this is going to translate into organization around the state into what I would call Thunderous Tuesdays, I think you will see some significant changes in the legislature come next fall.
Now, you get out and talk to people every day, a lot of people within political circles, but I know you're out there talking to the people, just regular folks every day. What is your sense of what the people are most disappointed with or frustrated with?
Well, it's certainly kind of broken down into categories. I think a lot of folks that are native North Carolinians or have moved here over the last 40 years are frustrated with what they see as a breaking of the social contract and a moving away from kind of the foundational values of what made North Carolina a great state and somewhat of an envy of the nation.
Randy, while we have you here, I can't resist. We want to give you a chance to give your side of the story in the North Carolina Democratic Party. We've been hearing about internal problems. How are things going in the Democratic Party right now?
Well, I think that the fact that I met with one of the group that had some points of disagreement, and we sat down for 6 hours and, you know, came together and mediated a settlement, I think is positive movement. I mean, frankly, in my view, a couple of the reasons that we have the problems are the Democratic Party has never been in a position where it's completely out of power, and most of the arguments within that you see kind of coming out into the media and the public sphere have usually been contained within the party. Well, now we don't have a governorship or a lieutenant governor or control of the General Assembly, so we have to move from a defensive posture to an offensive posture, and there's an awful lot of disagreement about policy, about messaging, about how we get there. And therefore, you know, you've got what I would say, too many chiefs and not enough Indians, too many cooks and running around. Everybody has an opinion, but, you know, the real thing that we need to do is focus on winning the battle of ideas, winning elections, and that's why I think Moral Mondays is such a wonderful organizational opportunity for people of the state, because they can come out and talk about these values that are important to all North Carolinians and put feet on the ground. Let's not forget, Ron, if you go there, you don't have to get arrested. You can go there and support. It's a personal choice to get arrested, and I think in the beginning a lot of people had the idea that if I showed up, I'd be arrested, and that's not so.
Well, it's very well organized, as we heard some folks say on the news this morning, and they felt safe because it was so well organized. There are people there telling you what to do if you choose to get arrested and that sort of thing, and there are so many other people who are who are there simply to express their support. There's certainly a lot of noise coming out of that huge assembly there yesterday. Getting back to the Democratic Party for just a moment, one of the things you can always say about those on the right is that they are so well organized. It's like everything is orchestrated. On the Democratic Party side, not so much. Do you see this internal struggle with the North Carolina Democratic Party affecting municipal elections this year?
I don't really believe so. You know, the municipal elections typically, number one, the turnouts are lower. And, of course, it's my goal as I've been going around the state to say, look, the party cannot be a cicada party. It has to be involved every single year in the values we believe in. And the issues around municipal elections are generally local, although the General Assembly has made this personal for municipalities by taking away a lot of power and certainly exerting control in Asheville, Charlotte, Raleigh, and other places, and essentially taking away some of the powers granted to municipalities. We're in a Dillon Rule state, which means that the General Assembly pretty much holds all the cards. But I would like to offer one thing. I think it's a misnomer to say that the right is completely organized. I mean, they have their own disagreements as well. And, you know, for instance, Craven County GOP passed a censure of their speaker, Tom Tillis. And it just hasn't been very widely reported. But that's a very large party, and they sent it up to their state party. So, I mean, and that's coming from, I would say, what people would call the Tea Party or a certain group in the Republican Party. I think what you're seeing is a great sorting along the political continuum. And that's where an awful lot of these disagreements come, whether you're in the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or you're an unaffiliated voter, that means either way.
Well, Randy, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. For those who don't know, Randy Voller also is the mayor of Pittsburgh, and a lot of good, exciting things happening at Pittsburgh right now.
There really are. I think the town has taken a great step forward. We're about to finish this major water replacement project, and you know, the way I view government is we should be coming together and investing in our communities, and I'm pretty proud about our town board and our citizens for what they've done in the last 8 years to invest in Pittsburgh and, I think, move it forward.
All right. Well, we'll be talking with you more as we move along in your role as the chair of the State Democratic Party, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Ron.